The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. The Federal Reserve has raised its target interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point overnight, yet policymakers have continued to promise ongoing increases in borrowing costs as part of its still unresolved battle against inflation. But despite another warning that rate hikes are here to stay for longer, investors took heart from the chairman's remarks acknowledging that price pressures have started to ease. So taking a look at what's happening and breaking this all down, joining us on the phone today is Vishnu Rathan, Head of Economics and Strategy Asia at Mizuho Bank. Vishnu, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Hong Bin. Thanks for having me.
Hi, thank you for joining me again today. So the Fed, it's raised its rates by 25 basis points. Was this expected?
I think we can quite safely say that it was pretty much an expected move.
Mm-hmm.
But as you rightly pointed out, I think a lot of the attention went to the fact that the Fed conceded that there's welcome disinflation in the works, even though they said they've got further to go with the hikes.
Right, right. So what did you make of that Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech? Was it less hawkish as you thought it would be? What is he signaling?
Well, I think his messaging has been quite consistent, which is him saying that, look, they don't have to go back to that kind of hastened pace of rate hikes. And in fact, one of the clear changes in the statement was from the attention on the pace of hikes to the extent.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, he has said they can't quite let up yet. In fact, he's probably not even thinking of pausing at the next meeting.
Yeah,
he thinks that they probably have to do a few more hikes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how many would be determined by the data that come through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, he's consistently said rate hikes are here to stay. We're going to tame inflation. But markets, once again, seems to be ignoring this hawkishness. Why is that? Are they, pricing in that easing of the tightening cycle way too soon?
I think there are two elements to it. One is purely based on the incremental change in his language, particularly, him alluding to the disinflation that has come through a little sooner. The other, as you point out, is really markets betting that, the Fed is going to talk a tough game now, but, quickly reverse course once they see signs of weakness, particularly if that weakness coincides with softer price pressures.
Mm-hmm. What about the markets in the region? How are they reacting at the moment?
A lot of it has come through as relief.
Mm-hmm.
You probably find that, the rallies on Wall Street is helping to bolster markets here. And also, the consequential softer U.S. dollar from lower U.S. rates,
mm-hmm.
that's also giving a bit of lift to Asian currencies. So just overnight, there's been discernible appreciation in Asian currencies against the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like Singapore shares are down. It seems to be the only one bucking the regional trend because others are higher today. Is it because of the trio of banks that are taking a hit from the U.S. Fed decision?
I mean, inevitably, we will find that there is a little bit of a step back in terms of where rates need to stay. And so different sectors are going to perform differently.
Mm.
And so I think these things will continue to fluctuate.
Mm.
It's great that you raised that point because, Jerome Powell also let on for markets that they are watching where financial conditions go.
Mm.
And that's really an allusion to the fact that, equities have rallied a lot. The fact that he hasn't, mentioned it as a warning in the statement is because he said, mostly sideways since December.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a warning that excessive rallies could see the Fed having to tighten more.
Mm-hmm. So can we expect other central banks, especially those in the region, to now follow suit?
We probably can, divide them into two groups of central bankers. One is where in Asia, where you can see disinflationary pressure setting in alongside the US, they probably have more policy space. But where inflation remains stickier, they probably need to be somewhat more vigilant, particularly given given that the Fed may keep rates elevated, and you know, the absence of a sell-off now doesn't mean that there isn't a potential for capital outflows later.
When I spoke to other analysts earlier, I think last year, they were talking about how it's important for Fed policymakers to, you know, keep up with their credibility. So even if when they're warning that, you know, rates are here for longer, they are actually saying that rates are here for longer for that credibility. So if, let's say, despite markets thinking otherwise, if the Fed continues to raise rates for longer, how will markets be affected?
I think that's really the, I don't know what value to attach to it, whether it's a billion or a trillion dollar question. And that's really the thing for us as we get into the middle of the year and the early part of the second half. I think that's perhaps where the biggest disconnect will be. As you say, markets are going to bet on the Fed reversing course and cutting rates, whereas for credibility purposes, the Fed would probably have to keep rates, at least hold it high, at elevated levels, despite the initial softening. So we do see a soft patch coming through somewhere between the middle of the year to Q3, in the face of you know, gathering the headwinds to the global economy. And you are right in saying that, that the Fed may not blink as quickly as markets are betting they will.
So when do you expect the Fed to pause or end its rate hiking cycle? Will they end within this year as many market participants are expecting?
I think that's fairly fairly reasonable to suggest. We think that they would reach quote-unquote peak rates by the time we hit the middle of the year. But where markets are expecting a very clear turn in policy, start cutting rates in the second half, I think the earliest that the Fed could signal that would be the late part of the year. So rather than reverting back to 4.25 by the end of the year, they may have just started to nudge down from over 5%.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Vishnu, for breaking this all down for us.
My pleasure as always.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy Asia at Mizuho Bank. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.